Introducing Access AI from Aira, Artificial Intelligence, Remote Assistance.
Get a detailed description, ask follow-up questions, and receive free validation of AI responses from a visual interpreter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Janine Stanley, and this is AiraCast. It's been a while, but obviously we have some big news from Aira, the Access AI beta rollout. You all have been asking a lot of questions, so let me, before we get to the demo, answer some of those questions. How can you take part in this beta rollout? If you have updated to the latest version of Aira Explorer, which is 1.21, you'll notice that the tabs across the bottom of the screen have changed a bit. We have combined the About You tab and the More tab so that the Preferences and Profile sections of that About You tab are now under the More tab. But even bigger, if you swipe right from that bottom left corner, you're going to find the Home tab first, then you're going to find Access AI. If you double tap on Access AI, you'll be taken to a screen that explains to you about this beta and gives you a link to a Google form to fill out to get yourself on our beta list. We're adding people literally daily, so if you aren't on the list yet, stay tuned, fill out the form, and you will be added. How much does it cost? That is a big question, of course. It is free to use Access AI. From within the Access AI tab, you will notice if you have provided an image, there's a button at the upper right corner of your screen to call a visual interpreter. When you begin talking to a live visual interpreter, that's when the clock starts on your Aira minutes. But you do not use any Aira minutes when you interact with Access AI or the Verify with Visual Interpreter feature. Which GPT do you use? Regarding the type of GPT that we use, we have enterprise memberships for several different engines, so we are getting information from a number of sources, including ChatGPT-4 and Gemini. Your data is encrypted, not public, and only accessible to Aira staff for purposes of quality assurance. Your data is secure with Aira, just as it is when you use a live visual interpreter. And now let's go to the demo. Take the Aira Explorer app and Access AI for a spin in the real world of my kitchen. I am doing this via screen recording, so first I'm going to double tap on the Aira Explorer app.
Aira Explorer. Aira Explorer. Screen recording. Actions available.
I am using the public version of this app, but if you're in on this beta, you will have.
Home, tab 1 of 4, button.
Down to the tabs on the bottom of this home screen.
Access AI, tab 2 of 4, button.
And there's Access AI, so I'll just do a single finger double tap.
Access AI, heading.
And here we are in the Access AI app. And our first option.
Quick capture and send, button.
Quick capture and send, and this is if you just want to take a quick picture and get a response back. So I'm going to go ahead and do a selfie. And
quick capture, Access AI is writing, actions available, image. It shows a person with a distorted facial expression, likely due to a camera filter or lens effect that warps features. They are wearing a black top and white earphones. In the background, there's a framed picture on the wall and a part of a doorway. Would you like to know more about the details in this image?
Distorted expression. I think I was making a face because I was trying to hold the camera strangely. I heard that there were some actions here that you can do, and that means that we have some rotor controls for iOS. So you can do a single finger swipe down.
Share.
I can share my distorted image.
Copy.
I can copy it. I'm not entirely sure why. Actually, it's not going to copy the image itself. What it's going to copy is the description.
Mark is helpful.
Mark is helpful.
Mark is not helpful.
Mark is not helpful.
Verify with visual interpreter.
Verify with visual interpreter. You can actually send the image and chat out to one of our visual interpreters for quick verification. Now, we're not going to do that here, but let me show you what else we have with a single finger swipe right.
End of messages. Heading. Detail capture button. Gallery button. Type a message. Text field.
Now, let's say you just wanted to type a message. There are controls on the screen, but I'm just going to go down here to the bottom middle of the screen.
Type a message.
And I can ask it something. And I can't think of anything to ask this particular image, so we're going to let it go. And I'll go up to the upper left.
Back button.
We have a back button. I'm going to double tap that.
Back. Access AI. Heading.
And now I'm on the main Access AI screen. So that's quick capture. Look at the detailed capture feature.
Capture button.
Detailed capture is a way to take a photo with a little bit of guidance from the iOS image recognition system. Because what we're going to do when we go into the detailed capture screen, it's going to take you right to the iOS camera screen. So I'm going to go ahead and do a single finger double tap.
0.5. Take picture. Zero people.
And you hear that familiar zero people. Well, I'm going to spin over here and take a picture of my dog. Okay. We have a picture of my dog. And I'm going to...
A brown dog lying on a green blanket on a wooden floor.
Description comes from iOS image description. That does not come from Access AI. To get this photo into Access AI, we have a couple more steps. We're going to go to the lower right corner.
Zero, use photo button.
Double tap on use photo.
Use photo. Selected, one image.
Okay, and we have that image selected. And we can do a couple things here. I can query this before I send it. I can just go ahead and send it, but I'm going to query before I send.
Type a message, text.
And if I go to that bottom middle of the screen, I'm in the type message screen.
Point at end.
I'm going to go ahead and type my query since dictating and screen recording don't exactly work and play well together. So
give me a rich
description
of
this photo.
Photo. Send message. Dim. Give me a rich description of this photo. Image.
And by
actions available.
Enter.
A photo of a dog lying in a cardboard box.
And I'm going to let dog lying in a cardboard box. I don't think so. But when you hit enter at the end of that edit box, it goes right.
This photo depicts a cozy indoor scene featuring a golden retriever dog resting on a green cushion. The dog is surrounded by several items, including a couple of chewed bones on the floor. In the background, there is a wooden shelving unit filled with various objects such as boxes, folders, electronics, and office supplies, suggesting a home office or storage area. Would you like to know more about any specific aspect of the photo?
Why not? Let's go back down to that box.
Type a message. Insertion point at end. What? Breed of dog is it? Access AI is writing a response. Send message. Dimmed button. The dog in the photo appears to be a golden retriever, which is characterized by its golden colored coat, friendly expression, and sturdy build.
Friendly expression and sturdy build, huh? Okay, well, I think he'll take that. Of course, we can, in this photo, go ahead and go back up to that description. I'm going to put my finger in the middle of the screen.
This photo depicts a cozy indoor scene featuring a golden retriever dog resting on a green cushion. The dog is surrounded by several items. Copy.
Single finger flick down.
Share. Mark as helpful. Not helpful. Verify with visual interpreter.
And there's my verify with visual interpreter. If I wanted to, I could verify that. Verify this with a visual interpreter with another image. So I'm going to go to the upper left corner.
Back button. Back. Access AI. Heading.
And that takes us to a clean chat in Access AI. I'm going to go ahead and do a...
Quick capture and send button. Detailed capture button.
Let's do a detailed capture here.
Take picture button.
And I have my Ira coffee mug right here. And I'm going to go ahead and focus the camera on that coffee mug.
A black mug with a blue and white logo on a white surface.
All right, we've got that.
Use photo button. Use photo.
There's our use
selected
photo button.
One image.
And we don't have to query it, but I'm going to.
Type a message. Insertion point at end. What shade of blue is logo on this mug?
So what shade of blue is the logo on this mug? Hit enter.
Access AI is writing a response. What shade of blue is the logo on this mug? Image, an illustration of a mug and text on it. What shade of blue is the logo on this mug? The logo on the mug features a shade of blue that could be described as teal or turquoise. It's a medium tone that has a balance of blue and green hues. Would you like more details about the image or the mug?
And there we go. So why don't we verify that with an agent just to see if that is a correct description of that color. Some of these options that you have, you want to make sure voiceover focus or your talkback focus is actual Access AI description. So I'm just going to take my finger.
The logo
here.
On the mug features a shade of blue that could be described as teal or turquoise. It's a medium tone that has a balance. Activate. Default. Copy. Share. Mark as helpful. Mark as not helpful. Verify with visual interpreter.
Okay, there's our verify with visual interpreter. I'm just going to do a single finger double tap. And
pending verification. Screen pending verification. Verification requested.
There we go. Now our verification has been requested, and this is going out now to a visual interpreter, and they're going to take a look at it. These go out, of course, when interpreters are between live calls. They can pick up one of these descriptions. They can verify. They can correct.
Great news. Our IRA agent has double-checked, and everything looks good with the AIS response.
All right. So everything looks good.
Great news.
Silence that. And so that has been verified that that's the actual color. And I happen to know that actually is the IRA color. It's sort of between a turquoise and a teal. So I'm going to go back.
The logo. Share. Mark is helpful.
I'm going to mark this as helpful.
Marked as helpful.
Going to go back up. We'll clear this chat and show you another way to bring images into Access AI from within the app.
Back.
The best way to show you how the Choose from Gallery works is to actually use it on our web app. And to do that, I'm going to go to my Mac and I'm going to go to a website.
Google Chrome. Chrome. Amazon.com, Shocks OpenCom UC, Bluetooth stereo computer headset with Loop 100, Bunk.
Okay, there we go. Now, I have this product pulled up on Amazon, and I'm going to take a screenshot, and on the Mac, that is Command-Shift and the number 3.
Screenshot, system dialog. Screenshot, markup, button, delete, button, share, button.
And I'm going to go to...
Mail, button, messages, button, preview app, button.
Preview app, so I'm going to share it in the preview app.
Done.
Preview is not...
Preview, untitled,
window.
Image has keyboard focus.
Hey, this is an untitled image, so I'm just going to save it as untitled.
Save as. Tags, where? Downloads, where?
Pop-up, save, button.
I'm going to go back to, and this seems pretty fiddly, but trust me, once you get the workflow down, it goes very well.
Google Chrome.
Let's go back to Chrome.
Amazon.com. Shocks of https://. Selection deleted.
I'm going to just go up
Chrome
and...
Chrome has new window.
Use my command L to get to a new website, and I'm going to go to explorer.ira.io.
Loading IRA Explorer
web content.
Home change pro heading left. Change pro colon IRA attach messenger file. Browse access offer. Configure device selected. Home tab 1 of 4
button.
And these are across the bottom of the screen if you happen to have a touch screen.
Access AI tab 2 of 4
button. There's Access AI.
Access AI IRA Explorer
web content.
In Access AI, IRA Explorer,
web,
choose from gallery,
button,
home, tab 1 of 4,
button,
choose from gallery,
and
button.
You'll notice here the only choice you have from the web app is choose from gallery, because not everybody has a camera, etc. So I'm going to go ahead and activate this.
Column view,
browser.
And this is going to take me into the typical screen to choose a file.
Untitled.jpg group.
Here's my untitled, and I'm just going to hit enter on it.
But back, group, back.
Now, let me just use my arrow keys to take a look at what's on this screen.
Back, button, end of, back, group, heading level 2, chat. Call visual interpreter,
button.
So I always have that button to call a visual interpreter, and that's when your IRA minutes start.
Heading level 2, end of messages, one image,
empty group.
Remove attached image,
button,
type a message,
edit text.
And I am going to type a message here. What do these...
Headphones
look like?
Like, question mark. What do these headphones look like? Access AI is writing a response.
And there we go. And now we're just going to wait for Access AI to give us a response. We're doing All of these
the headphones displayed in the image are black, with a unique band design that wraps around the back of the neck. They have an open ear form factor, meaning they rest just in front of the ears, using bone conduction technology to deliver sound without covering the ear canal. The overall design is sleek and minimalistic, intended for a comfortable fit that allows for situational awareness. Would you like more details about the image or the product?
Yes, let's see what color they come in.
Choose from gallery, type a message, edit text.
Okay.
What color are they? Access AI is writing a response. The headphones are black in color.
I've also used this to find out about inaccessible controls on a website or to describe pictures on a website as well. It's not quite as elegant as some of the other solutions, but honestly, right now, it's fantastic. It's gotten me out of a couple jams already. So that is our Choose Image from Gallery feature. Talk about the share sheet. Yes, Access AI is now on the system share sheet, but unlike the other recognition apps, we have two different ways we can deal with the share sheet. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm in my main iOS screen. I'm going to go to my Photos app.
Photos.
Here I'm just going to pick a category.
Dragons of House, Family, People, People and Places, Media Types, Heading, Videos. Selfies, live photo, portrait, three button.
Oh, I have three portraits in here. Let's take a look.
Portrait. Date, August 25th, 2023. Time, 2:16 p.m.
Go ahead and choose this photo. We'll select it.
Photo, portrait, back button.
I'm going to go down to the lower left corner of my screen.
Toolbar, share button.
To share.
One photo selected.
I'm going to bring up a standard iOS share sheet.
Up button.
Your mileage may vary, but this is my share sheet.
Messages. Dream Mail. Ira Explorer button.
Ira Explorer? What? Okay, well, we have that entry in the share sheet, and then further down.
I'm with Access AI button.
And there's Describe with Access AI. So what's the difference? Well, if you choose Describe with Access AI, I'm going to send that photo directly to Access AI for description. Let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to double tap.
Describe with Access. Screen record. Ira Explorer. Image. Actions available. A smartphone displaying a forest and a body of water under a blue sky with clouds.
Now that description is, of course, the iOS image description.
You are looking at a scenic view from a high vantage point. In the foreground, there are green trees and a grassy hillside. Beyond this, a vast expanse of water stretches out towards the horizon, with a clear sky above and a few clouds. In the distance, you can see another landmass or island, and closer to the shore there are patches of clouds casting shadows on the water. Would you like more details about this image?
Down.
Type a message.
Middle of the screen at the bottom, and I can type a message about that photo. That's the immediate standard high image description, but let's go back. My photo
Return
album.
To photos. Return to photos button. Photos. Screen recording. Okay. Actions available. One photo. A person smiling and posing for a photo in a room.
Have a photo from Twitter. Gosh, that's got to be an old one. Let's take a look at it.
Date, October 7th, 2017. Time, 10:01 a.m.
This is an old photo. Okay, let me go ahead and select that one.
Photo, Twitter, back button.
Okay, and
Toolbar,
share.
Share button. One photo selected. Photo selection list. Airdrop button. Button.
And now we're in the share sheet.
Dream Mail, Ira Explorer button. Screen recording. Text field. Is editing. Insertion point at start.
I double tapped on Ira Explorer, and I was put into a text field. On the screen, you have three controls. You've got the text field, and if I swipe left with one finger.
Ask Access AI button.
Ask Access AI, and I swipe again.
Cancel button.
Cancel. So let me go ahead and single finger swipe right down to the edit box.
Ask Access text field. Is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start. Ask Access text field is editing character mode insertion point at start.
So here I can ask a question about this photo, or I can simply hit that Ask Access AI button. But I, because
insertion point at end,
no idea who this person is, I'm going to go ahead and
give me a rich description of this N person
and
new line.
Now, you notice in this edit box, it behaves a little bit differently. So hitting enter is not going to automatically send the picture. You have to go.
Ask Access AI.
Back up to the Ask Access AI button. And
ask give me a rich Ira Explorer screen recording.
Here we go. And these demos are being done primarily in real time. I've only shaved off a little bit whenever I've talked over something.
The person in the image appears to be a woman with light skin and shoulder length hair that is a light brown or blonde color. She is smiling gently at the camera, and her eyes are partially visible, as the photo captures her from a slightly side on angle. The lighting in the room is natural, with what seems to be sunlight illuminating one side of her face, creating a soft glow. Behind her is an interior space with a bookshelf containing various items, and a computer monitor is also partially visible. Her attire includes a gray top with what appears to be a red collar or neckline detail. Would you like more information about the surroundings or the person's expression?
No, I think I'm good. That could be me, that could be someone else. 2017, it's hard to tell, so... Tour of Access AI in the real world. If this sounds interesting to you and you would like a chance to be part of our beta of Access AI, you can go to the following website, https://bit.ly, that's bit.ly/Access AI Beta Sign Up, and that's all one word, Access AI Beta Sign Up. These betas will be changing very rapidly as we explore features, people begin to use the app and let us know what they would like, and we also work with different situations and use cases and problem solve. So, if you do sign up for the beta, be ready for lots of updates coming up. If you'd like to learn more about Ira in general, you can visit our website, www.ira.io. You can also contact our customer care team at 1-800-835-1934 or support@ira.io. They're available from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time, 7 days a week. If you have questions or comments about the podcast, you can email us at IraCast, that's AIRACAST at IRA.io. This has been Janine Stanley for IraCast.